Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Fabulous Medium with your host, Dustin Livers. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with my microphone this morning because it sounded like the music was cutting out. So I'm just going to take a caller first thing and see if my microphone is working this morning. Hi, you're on The Fabulous Medium with Dustin Livers. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay, I'm not sure. The music was playing and it was like breaking up in my microphone. So I didn't know if the fans could be able to hear me this morning or not. So I'll just start off with a reading since you're so nice. Or if you have a question about the topic of today, I'd be more than willing to address that question. Let's hear, who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Brittany, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
And,
okay. I do have a question, but I'm not sure if it's in relation to the topic.
Okay, no, you can go ahead. So I can't promise I'll know all the answers, but I can tell you what I know or my best guess, what I mean.
Okay.
So
long story short, I just started a new relationship with someone, and we kind of moved in together prematurely, and I just moved out yesterday because of a tragic incident that happened in his life, and
okay.
I just wanted to know what Spirit had to say in regards to this relationship and if it's going to progress or if it's just going to just fizzle out.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry, Brittany. I should have said this before. When I do readings, I don't really like people to let me know anything because I can usually feel out. I thought you had a question about the topic, but that's okay. I can give you what I'm feeling a little bit here because it's obviously something very important in your life. Okay, so let me look into this though and see if I can get you anything. Okay. Okay, give me a second here. Let's see what's happening. Okay, Brittany, so I'm going to be very, very honest with you. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but as I'm feeling this situation, I feel my head area. And what that means when someone is still living is that there is usually a mental disorder attached to
this. Yes, that's what he has.
Okay, so I don't know what exactly it is, but it's definitely something that's being brought up to the surface and being intensified because of the situation. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Let me see if there's anything I can give you. So I'm going to be very honest here, too. As I'm linked to you, I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry. But the image that I saw was kind of funny. I see somebody, running out the door. And I think I think that you made the right decision. This is really bad. So I'm studying mental health counseling. Now, I'm not saying if somebody has a mental disorder, run away from them. But I think you're making the right decision to give him the space and to remove yourself from the situation so that he can process. Do you understand this?
Yes. That's
okay,
exactly
so you're making
right.
The
that was
decision.
Me.
Okay. I don't understand. Now, I'm sorry to see this, Brittany, but did he actually start to get I don't want to say violent with you, but did he like break stuff or something? Because I'm seeing items being like moved or dropped or something or broken. I'm not sure where this comes in. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I left so fast that I didn't even stick around for any, like, for his mood to change.
Okay. Does
like,
he do that
usually?
Because
like,
I'm seeing items being broken. So
went back home and broke stuff. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fair, you know, to give him the time. But I'm just saying, I think you left at the right time because I'd rather see items be broken than some part of your body be broken. Okay. So let me see here. there's what else is happening here? Now, you still have feelings for this man, is that correct?
Yes, and yes, that's
okay.
Great.
Because I still feel that there are feelings here. So it's not like you just left and we're over and we're done. Because there's talk here of you guys being able to reconnect, okay? So, I mean, he needs this time, okay, to be able to deal with things in the process. But there's talk here of you guys getting, I don't know if the relationship will be back together, but you guys rekindling and coming back, okay? So
what
it's not
that
like
mean?
He's
rekindling
life forever.
And coming back.
That means that you guys will be in contact again. That doesn't mean like you just cut him off and you'll be like cold turkey, you know what I mean? You guys will be like
coming
back. Okay. So I'm not here to tell you what you guys are going to be doing with your life. That's you and his decision. But I will tell you that I do see you guys reconnecting after the situation. let me see here. There's also... let me see here. There's... now, where do the feelings of being cheated come in? I'm not sure where this comes in. But is that how he feels? Because I feel like I've been cheated or like I drew like the wrong straw. You know what I mean? Like it was like there's...
Because his first love, she passed away yesterday and I left him and I was his new love. At the same day, in the same day.
Oh, boy.
It all happened in the same day. But the only reason why I left is because he told me that because of this situation, he felt extremely stuck, and he didn't know how to feel with me anymore. And I didn't want to be in a situation where I was with a man who was grieving another woman.
It's interesting. I mean, I will tell you this. He needs some time, and I do see you guys coming back. Let me see here. There's... Yeah, I strongly do think you made the right decision. I feel like you did. But he does. He just needs time. But I really do think you guys will get back together. But this is for you to know. You didn't do something rash and without thinking. I am feeling you made the correct decision here. Okay.
Yeah.
So
he needs.
This is about you knowing that you did this. Okay, but if you're wondering if he's going to be able to heal from this, I do think so. Yeah, I do think
really?
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'll
when
be stuck in
happening?
This forever. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm terrible at time frames. That is not my fault. I'm very good with feelings and like knowing why people are doing what they do. But I'm not the best at time frames.
When you say heal from this, do you mean heal from the situation with the first love, or do you say heal from our relationship or heal from his mental disorder?
I believe from the mental and from the trigger. So the passing. Because I do think that that is going to be something that can happen here. But yeah, just give him some space. Let me see here. There's, yeah. And I do see you guys re-meeting again at, like, I think it's, like, at a place to eat. So I think you're going to meet him again, but not go to his house right away. You're going to, like, meet him, like, out to, like, eat or something to make sure, like, he's okay. here. I'm not going to lie. I see you, like, sitting in a diner and, like, reconnecting. So,
when you see your images, do they come, like, in your third eye? Are they, like, how do the images?
I see them as flashes and, like, you know, you can, like, imagine things in your mind. For me, they come as, like, flashes. So it's, like, I see it for, like, a second and then it's gone. But, like, it's enough for me to know what it is and, like, how it's coming. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's cool.
So it is your third eye, but for me, it's like flashes. Sometimes I'll see movie strips, which means that these things actually happened in the person's life. But no, with you, I'm seeing lots of and feeling different areas. So yeah, Brittany, I am feeling for you. You know, this had to be a scary time. You know, but I think that you did make the right decision,
Like the angels were protecting me. Like I felt so protected because although I heard how like volatile he could get, I never experienced it. So I feel so blessed and grateful.
Yeah. Well, apparently he gets very volatile because I'm seeing items being broken. And yeah, I think you are definitely being protected, Brittany. I think I'm just so glad that you're okay. And you're going to be able to also learn from this. And I don't think you're done here. I see you guys coming back and seeing what happens. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm getting today for you, Brittany. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I wish you the best of luck. And, yeah, enjoy Los Angeles.
I will. Thank you.
I wish I was out there.
Yeah, you should come.
That'd be fun to go out there. So, all right, Brittany. Well, you take care, and I wish you the best of luck.
Okay, you too. Bye bye.
Okay, bye. Wow, I didn't think I'd be delivering messages this morning, but it looks like I am. So, right away. Yeah, so the topic of today, that's probably what I should have started with, is spirit comes to you an overlooked truth. So what I mean by this in the topic today is that a lot of people they're searchers. They're looking for something. I've heard the term soul seeker thrown around all the time. People, you know, trying to find something that's out there. They're looking for something that will, you know, give them fulfillment, something that they feel that they're missing. And I have a problem with this. So I very much believe in my personal beliefs. Now, this isn't every medium's view, okay? So I want to just say this very clearly. So this is not every medium's view. It's my view from what I've found in my life. But I think that we really do have the tools we need to do what we need to do in this life already at our disposal. I think that people they're looking for something. They're either it's like recognition or they're, you know, they want to be important. Their money, you know, they want happiness, but it's there, you know. I mean, starving artists are living their passion. You know, they're not looking for necessarily for recognition or for money, you know, especially if you're in the art field. I mean, let's be honest. There's not much money in there, but you know, they're living this passion. A lot of them are happy, you know, being in an apartment, struggling but still living the life that they want to live. And those people I would term as soul receivers. They are receiving what their purpose. They know that they're an artist. You know, you can do the same for a doctor. They know that they're a doctor. They felt this way since they were little. They just, you know, are fascinated by the human body, interested in, you know, people or health. It's just these things inside that you just, I don't know. It's just like it's kind of there. I'm not sure how to explain it. I feel like people know what they want to do or a way of doing it, but they don't yet have the resources of being able to research the exact field. Like, I've heard from so many people, they say, I want to help people. I want to heal people. I want to help people heal. And it's like, okay, well, people working at the grocery store may be doing that. You know, the bagger engages an elderly woman in conversation, and maybe that woman hasn't talked to somebody for like a few weeks, and you're the first human interaction, and she feels validated in her life, and she feels like she's happy someone sees her or recognizes her, and she's ready to move on. That is powerful experience for that woman. But yet the bagger at the grocery store may feel, oh, my life sucks. I'm not doing anything. I'm not making any money. I want to move. I'm in this dead-end job. And they don't see what they're doing. They don't see it. And you know, I think of this in my mind, okay, so I'm not going to lie, so I am in grad school, so I do think a lot, okay, so in counseling is all about critical thinking, and there's a lot of philosophy too in the program, so it really is, if everybody was, you know, a doctor or a counselor or a lawyer or, you know, one of these kind of, you know, jobs that people are like, oh my God, they do amazing things, or they're so important, or they're, oh my goodness, then we wouldn't have anybody to make pizzas. You know, that's the funny thing that I always tell people. We need somebody to make our pizzas, you know, and it's like the pizza guy, pizza dude, whatever, woman, has a role to play just as much as, you know, the people in the CEO of Chase Bank or, you know, wealthy families. And people don't get it, okay? They just don't get it. And you can tell by the way that they treat other people. If you see men in business suits coming by, striking their noses up at other people, not talking to people, not holding doors for people they view maybe as lower class. Those are people who don't get it. They don't get it. They just don't. And, you know, it's it's the soul receiving. So we're not searching. You don't need, you know, that cool job. You don't need to build a stronger relationship even with a higher power. You're all that you need to be at this time, and you're getting what you need at this time. And it's important to use the word need, because it's not what we want. Okay? So necessarily, God bless the people who get what they want and need. I want to be one of those people. But it's, you know, it's, you're getting what you need. You know, let's say you take someone who just was down in the dumps. The first thing that comes to my mind is actually my best friend, Charlie. He loves comic books. And if anybody's seen the Batman, I'm sure everyone knows Batman and the Joker. The first book in that series, I think, or one of them, was, my goodness, it was How the Joker Came to Be the Joker. And he said it was because of one bad day. Okay, one bad day. I think somebody died. He was thrown to the streets or something. I mean, just so many bad events culminated and happened. And that happens to people. You know, they get broken up with. They, you know, lose their job. They don't feel like they have a connection to God anymore. They feel their family has left them. And you need those experiences because they make you feel. They're making you feel. They're giving you new insights into your life. You're seeing things you never saw before. Being able to empathize with other people who may not be going through the exact same thing you're going through, but who are experiencing similar emotions or whatever, whatever have it, you know, whatever it is. That's needed, okay? I'm not here to tell you suffering isn't needed. That's part of the human condition, okay? You got to do it. But you're receiving things in those negative experiences that are just as important as receiving things that are positive experiences. And this is stuff people in my field don't talk about. This is stuff they just kind of gloss over. They just say, oh, you have, you know, everything you need at your disposal, and you just got to go out there, and you'll be making millions of dollars, and people will love you, and you'll just be traveling the world. And, you know, and it's nice if that happens to you. But people who get thrown to the side, who lose their house, whose kids get to go to the divorced parent, they lose custody of their kids. Those things are just as important. And people don't get it. They just don't get it. But I'm here to kind of challenge you. Not here to say you got to believe me. Or, you know, I'm not like the most credible source in the world, okay? I'm just a small town medium. I'm part of the foundation and I've, you know, traveled. And I'm in grad school. But, you know, I'm not like a huge celebrity, big shot, or, you know, a doctor yet until I get my PhD. But, you know, it's just something to think about. People just don't think about it. And you get it. You get what your soul needs, what you need at that time. You don't need to be seeking. If you get anything out of this show, just know that. If you feel like a yoga class is going to help you, by all means, do the yoga class. I'm not saying don't do things, you know. But if you're feeling like the yoga class is going to give you a closer relationship to God, I'm here to tell you that the guy who's out fishing in the river is experiencing that closeness to God. One of my very dear friends, Joanne, who goes to Unity Church of Peace with me here in South Bend. It's a very spiritual, open-minded church. Very nice. I call it, like, what does my roommate John call it? He calls it feel-good church, because it is. I'm not going to lie. Everyone's happy, and they don't talk about anything like this, like I'm talking about today. But she says, me going to church is as much of a connection to God as my husband going out and fishing in the river. And when she said that to me, I said, Joanne, I believe that you're right. You know, that person who's down in the dumps, who had that one bad day and their whole life changed or they snapped or whatever you have it be, is experiencing just as much of a closeness to God as that person who's out there telling people that they can do whatever they want and be just successful as whatever, or, you know, doctors, whatever have it be, whatever you view as important, is like the ideal person to be in the world, whatever. They're just as close, even though they feel they've been abandoned. And it's important because it gives you a humbling human experience. And people just, they think it's the end of the world. They really do. They're like, I'm done. I can never move on. It's terrible. And listen, I get a lot of clients in my office, okay? And they feel this way. And I validate those feelings for them. But Spirit works with me to show me things that are happening now that will lead to not necessarily better, but happier experiences than the ones that they may be having at the time they come into my office. And I never leave them with those the negative feelings that we view as negative, okay? I'm using these so that, you know, you guys will better understand what I'm saying. Because really, what's negative isn't necessarily negative. That's what I'm trying to say, too. You know, we get what we need. And it's those experiences, whether we view them as negative, which, you know, I think it's safe to say a lot of us do, they aren't necessarily negative. Because let's be honest, God, whatever our view of God is, or spirit, or higher power, has paved the way for us to live in a human experience. And a human experience is the whole range of emotions. And that's what we're experiencing. You know, the emotions haven't changed. People in Egypt, ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, people in tribes, Indian tribes, African tribes, whatever have you, throughout the span of human history, the emotions have been the same. The lessons through those emotions, how they treat other people, haven't changed. Where they live has, their food they eat has, the clothes they're wearing has, the way that their society works, sure, of course it's changed. Feelings that people have haven't. The lessons that they've learned haven't. How they treat other people has not changed throughout the course of the human history. And it's just something I think that it's important to talk about, you know, and it's an overlooked truth. Okay, spirit comes to you. You know, if you're being called, you know, I'm using my old Pentecostal preacher's words when I was when I considered myself a young soul seeker in my teenage years. She said, you know, God comes to you. Your blessings will come to you. You'll know what you need to do. That'll put a calling on your heart. I think that was literally the words she used, the calling on your heart. And I agree. I think there is a calling. But it's like, people just got to be able to figure out what it is and be comfortable with it, you know. Be comfortable being a pizza boy if, you know, that's like your passion. I remember I was watching the news. This kid wanted to be a garbage man. I can't remember what show. You can Google this. There was a kid who was interviewed on the news who said, what I want to be when I grow up is a garbage man. And he said, I love garbage men. I love it. The garbage is my passion. And by God, if every garbage man had that passion that boy did, you know, the trash cans wouldn't be beaten up every time I go out to get them every Thursday because they just slam the trash on the side of the car when they throw it away. But that's what I'm trying to say today. I hope that the message is coming across. Pizza man's just important as CEO man. You know, preacher woman is just as equal as important to preacher man. You know, I mean, it's just something that people don't think about, you know. And I take the time to thank people for what they do. I mean, I won't ever forget my freshman year in college. Okay, so we're talking about 18-year-old Dustin here. So 5 years ago, I was walking across the Indiana University South Bend Bridge going to classes because I lived in the dorms at this time. And yes, I was still working even in the dorms. I had clients come into my room. They would literally come to the dorms and come in my room and I would give them readings or have classes, whatever. Anyway, back to the story. So I'm walking over the bridge to go to class and I noticed this man towards the end of the bridge is hunched over and, like, you know, looking at the bars. And I didn't know what he was doing. I couldn't see it right away. So as I was getting closer, I noticed he was painting. He was repainting the bridge. I think it was red paint because the bridge is red. I noticed, you know, he's probably been there for a while. I mean, this is a big bridge, you know. And as I got close to him, I thanked him. I said, thank you, sir, for painting this bridge. And I kid you not, he turns around, looks at me, and his face is just incredulous. Like, he looked at me like I was from another planet, or like he just couldn't believe. It was just like he was in shock. And when he looked at me like that, I just kept walking. You know, I wasn't going to make it awkward for him and just stand there until he said something. You know, I just kept walking to class. But that got me thinking, people don't do that. They don't thank people for doing something. Even, you know, of course it was his job. I'm sure he's getting paid. But that doesn't mean you can't thank him. you know, that was a big task to paint that bridge. I mean, it's a huge bridge. It's really big. You can Google the Indiana University South Bend Bridge. And, you know, it was just, it was such a powerful experience to me to realize people don't get that. They aren't appreciated. You know, the working man or what have you, they don't get that. And it was so powerful to me. I'm having an emotional response right now. I can't believe it. Something's happening. But it was just so, it was very, very powerful. And since then, that's always been with me. So I think people, you know, I realize we all have a role to play. And we don't need to go out finding new roles or new whatever. You just do what you can with what you have because that's what you were meant to do. Fair enough. I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, if you have, you know, some people aren't, a college isn't for everybody. You know, they just can't think that way. They think a totally different way, you know, business perspective or religious or spiritual perspective or what have you, you know, and that's fine. We all have those things. So, yeah, thanks you guys for listening. So I just wanted to recap everything that I've been doing for the past while, and then I will finish off here with another reading. Start it and end it with a reading. I'm back on. Last week, I apologize, you guys. I should have said something because I was out of town. Last Friday, I was presenting at a conference, the Indiana Academy for Social Sciences at Purdue Northwestern, and I was presenting my research on quick fixes. So what we found, and I'll sum this up very briefly because I realize, you know, nobody cares about the process of research. They just want to know the highlights, and that's me too, I'm going to be honest. People believe in quick fixes, at least Americans do. It was like 76% of people thought that you could have a full body detox in less than a month. Which is totally untrue. You can Google this. But yeah, all the toxins purged out of your body in less than a month. 76% of our sample. And our sample size was, I think, 93. So almost, I don't know how many that is, probably 70 people believe that. Yeah, something interesting. 25% of our sample said they can fix any child's behavior in less than a month. 25%, a quarter of almost 100 people. So that's a lot. But, you know, yeah, if your kid, you know, whether he's throwing tantrums or if your kid is breaking stuff around the house or yelling, you can just fix that behavior right up in less than a month. Yeah, no. If you're a parent, you know that's a bunch of crap. It takes longer than a month. You know, very interesting stuff, you guys. People still believe in these things. So my research team challenged me. They know that I'm a medium. And they said, well, isn't what you do a quick fix? You're just telling people they're going to be fine or whatever. I said, well, first of all, not everybody gets what we view as good news. Okay, I'm going to be honest. My job is not to tell people good stuff. It's to tell them what they need or things that are practical to their life, and I get paid either way. Okay, so I'm just being honest. I want the best for them, but that's not my job to tell them, you know, a bunch of crap. So I said, that's not a quick fix. My job is to validate things for people, let them know they're on the right path, and then they do what they want with their lives. If some client comes in and I tell them they're on the right path, you're doing stuff, then they totally switch their path or whatever, and then they end up down in the dumps and they ask me for a refund, I'm going to say no. I told you this was the right path. You were doing good stuff. It was totally on you for the decisions you made in your own life. Okay, I didn't make your decisions for you. I was just telling you what you were feeling and the right, you know, what's going on and what path's happening to validate what's whatever, and that's on you. So I said, no, what I do is not a quick fix. And I even make clients wait 6 months before they come and see me again for another reading so that I'm not changing anything in the, you know, so yeah. Whew, they were shocked at that. They didn't know mediums actually have ethical standards. Well, not all of us do, but the Forever Family Foundation mediums definitely do. There's an ethical portion before you join. So, I also have a story for you guys that I heard while I was in England at the Arthur Findlay College. And the story goes like this. So as a young child is moving through their life, say they're 4 or 5 years old, and they're just starting and they're moving forward, they have a strong connection to spirit. So say they can hear things, they're heard, they're told that they're loved, they feel loved, they feel like there's a presence over them, they take it with them to their school, what have you, they're doing great. They get a little older, they get about 8, 9, or 10. They still feel that way, they may feel excited, they may get brushes of insight into their life, but they may not have had as strong enough a connection or as strong a connection when they were 4 or 5 and hearing things, knowing that their family loves them or whatever spirits on the other side. They get a little older. They get about 14, 15, and you don't feel that connection anymore. You're in school. You have all these peers, teachers putting things on you, peer pressure. You're trying to find your way in life, and you don't feel that connection that you used to feel at 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. You don't feel that. You don't have that. And they wonder, you know, was what I was feeling real? Was it good? You know, was it actually happening? They get older, get about 19, 20, 21, start to rekindle that. You can start to feel spirit again. You can see it in things, see it in people. You start to know that people are on a journey, and they're on maybe not the same journey as you, but similar journeys. They're feeling that spirit again. Get a little older, say you're about 70, 75, 80, and you're looking at your life and you just have this solid feeling that you know there's something. Maybe you don't believe it's exactly God or the views of God or whatever, what have you. There's this higher power. Spirit comes and goes in your life. They come in when it's okay to come in, and they leave when it's okay to leave, when it's necessary to leave. It's a relationship. What you need to learn in your life, or what you need, is sometimes something you have to do on your own without that divine guidance. And when clients come in, they have a question, and I tell them, I'm sorry, I can't answer that. And they say, what do you mean you can't answer that? You're the medium. You're supposed to have all the answers. I say, no, I'm sorry. This is something that you needed to do on your own. And I can't influence that. This is something for your soul's growth that I cannot influence. This is you, okay? I can tell you how I'm feeling about your mom or your dad or your brother, sister, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. But whatever that core decision was, that I'm just sorry, I'm not getting anything on it. There's a reason I'm not getting anything on it. And people don't understand that. They say, oh, it's a cop-out. It's a bunch of crap. It's like, oh, okay, sure. Don't listen to everything I said for the last 45 minutes. And now all of a sudden we're at 46 minutes and I can't answer one thing. And you're like thinking it's a bunch of crap. No. There's a reason, okay? So I'm just letting you guys know that spirit does. It come and go. And you don't need to search for it. It just comes. People feel spiritual experiences in totally random, unexpected ways. You could be, I mean, I have been sitting at the airport and somebody just says something or engage them in conversation, and I feel the spiritual feeling, the connection in my own heart, my own being. And I know that their wheels are turning or something's happening inside them that doesn't usually happen or hasn't happened in a while, or something's happening. And I give them that space. I just pretend that I don't see anything that's happening or not feeling it, because that's very personal to them. And, you know, whatever I may have said, I don't go around just saying affirmations or, you know, it's not like I just go up to people and just say, you know, a bunch of spiritual stuff. It could just be regular conversation. And I just have a question to them, and then they start questioning their values or the ways that they've always believed, by their cultural beliefs. And that doesn't mean they need to change, but just knowing and understanding that other people are different, that the other side isn't all that bad. We all want what's good. And we can look at the two candidates that's happening for for America today. Oh, my goodness. And let's hope that one of them does want what's best. But, you know, what, regardless of who you're voting for or what, you know, side of the fence you're on, to understand and to know that we're all on this journey, you know, or to even know that other people are people, you know, they're not these crazy or evil or whatever word you want to attach to them. They just want what you want. And that's powerful. And people don't think that. They don't understand that. And I can see that when I talk to people out and about. It's, you know, you ask a certain question and it's something that they've never even thought of before, you know, and here's this, I'm a very friendly face, very open energy. I never accuse anybody. You know, I mean, good God, you don't have to be a psychic to read my energy. You know what I mean? I mean, people just, they feel safe and they're given that space. And they, it's amazing to see. So you guys, I hope you've gotten something out of this. You know that spirit comes to you. Okay. And they, spirit can leave when that time is necessary. And not to know, for you to know that you have not been forgotten or lost or abandoned. Okay. That you still have everything you need, but you're getting something else that you need that you don't want. And that's okay. And it's something that when you come to terms with, you just have this feeling of being free. It's, you're no longer bound. You understand that it's not some cliche that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but that the darkness is needed and that it's okay to be there. And that whatever happens, you will get out of it, but you're needed to be stuck in it right now. Okay. So I'm hoping you guys are find some value in that again. It's something, it's, you know, important. So I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of a heads up because I know I have a lot of my fans and listeners who want to know what's going on in my personal life. And that's why I did the show in the first place was because I can't answer all the questions after every show. Okay. So, I mean, I talk for maybe 5-10 minutes at the most, and people want to know about me and my life, and I don't have the time to be posting all this stuff on Facebook or Instagram. Most of the stuff I post is like spur of the moment, like, oh my God, I need to post something. I haven't done it in 2 or 3 days. I need somebody to just remind me to take pictures of stuff so people can see what I'm doing. So I'll give you just a heads up. Just run through of all of this stuff. So if go on my Facebook page, Dustin Livers, and you can click on events and see the events that I'm doing. Okay. And there's going to be a whole bunch more added because Michiana Paranormal Investigations is just doing everything. I just have no idea how this group is doing everything. And they want me at everything because I'm their medium. And it's just like, oh my goodness. Okay. You know, I'm in school, you guys. I have all these volunteer and research projects. And I can't just do it on a whim. I got to have some notice. So there's lots of groups. The Elks is having me again. The date has been pushed. It's no longer going to be November 4th. I think it's going to be later. I just got the email from Lance. And I love the Elks because they do lots of things for cancer research. They have lots of scholarships available. They help their communities wherever they are. And it's just such an opportunity to be able to do something for the Elks. I mean, they really do. You can Google what the Elks do. They do so many things. I'm going to be at Riverside Bar again. This one is going to be on November 6th. That date is set in stone. Amy is a total slave driver. She is not going to, like, change anything. It is going to be staying. Hopefully the mic will actually work this time, because, my God, it was hurting all of our ears, including your famous friendly neighborhood medium, Dustin, because the metal bars were just, like, freaking ringing all over the place. It was god-awful. I have a book club reading this Sunday in South Bend. I was supposed to go, but I was sick a few weeks ago in Michigan City with these ladies, but now they want me back for another round. I have so many private groups scheduled, so many that somebody wanted to schedule a group yesterday, and I told them no to like three different dates because I had groups already scheduled. Filming again with Michiana Paranormal Investigations. There's always more to film. My God, I have no idea how they keep thinking of all these new ideas and themes for those films. It's exciting. I mean, it's great. You know, you're on TV. That's just cool in itself, you know. But it's like, oh my gosh, all of these time constraints and expectations. It's a lot. We're going to be at Barnes & Noble, at the local library. Again, you can watch on cable access channel 99 until it gets picked up on the WNIT station for MPI. Whew. Oh, my gosh. Just need a breath. I'm going to take a drink of my water real fast. I'm not done. I'm halfway through the list. Oh, my gosh. Okay. The Mexico trip has been postponed to February. I'm going to be teaching online classes, so keep an eye out. You can sign up for online classes. I've been asked to volunteer for Bridges Out of Poverty. I'm definitely going to be doing that. They're a wonderful organization. This time they're going to be offering a financial literacy class. So all the money that I raise is going to be going towards the financial literacy class, which is amazing. I mean, there's so many newly wedded parents, young parents with kids who just, they don't know how to save for money. Okay. They just don't know. They have no idea. And that's okay. I'm guilty. I waited till 23 to open up a retirement account. I should have done it at 18. I just opened it up last month. I have a Roth IRA now. And I just opened up a savings account to save for a house. So I may not be having a roommate anymore. I may be out on my own. So that's kind of exciting. And that's all the stuff that's just happening with work. If we switch gears to school, and I'm going to be very brief about this, I've been asked to speak about domestic violence. I'm going to be helping to host a panel with my two lovely psychology ladies, Kathy, Dr. Borschuk, and Kylie, Dr. Regala. I call them my power ladies. I just go in there and I'm like, oh, ladies, let's get this show on the road. I'm going to be helping Kylie with her research on grief. What happens when somebody knows that one of their loved ones is terminally ill? I mean, that is just, it's so just touching. I mean, just to be a part of that, to be a part of doing something with tense grief, is just, it's a blessing, really, to be able to help with that. Because it's something that touches all of us. You know, again, it's a part of the human experience. I met with Dr. Campbell, and he is encouraging me to meet with the American Counseling Association and talk about how I can bridge my mediumship with counseling. It sounds like it's possible. So I believe I will be able to do this. I won't just have to offer one or the other or make people wait a certain amount of time before they can come and process or whatever. He said your main thing is going to be dual relationships, which I can see, because every time I go shopping, somebody knows who I am. I go to freaking Walmart last week and someone messages me on Facebook and says, I saw you. You're looking really good. One of my old clients messaging me. You know, I go out to eat at a freaking tiny pizza place and Elkhart, and freaking clients are sitting in the other room and they see me walking in. You know, everywhere I go, grocery stores, dinner, you know, it's hard, you know, it's tough, but I can definitely see how the dual relationships is going to be tough. Whew. Oh my goodness. Just yesterday I was printing things out at the library and the vice president of Delta Sig Fraternity comes over to me and asks If I'm interested in joining the fraternity. So I have no idea if he even knows who I am, but apparently he liked how I was dressed and offered me a spot on the fraternity. Student Government Association picked me as one of their top candidates to be in the senator role. They're very interested in having me. So we'll see. Maybe make some positive changes on IUSB's campus. Lots of stuff. Just so much going on. Lots of stuff. Opportunities literally come to me every day, and that's because, again, spirit comes to you. They give you what you can handle at the right time. And that's just how it is. They just give you what you can. I mean, that's what you do. So that's pretty much everything I have. If you haven't heard, there's a lot going on. That's just in work and school, so lots of opportunities. So I do want to take one more caller here and do a quick reading in the last 6 minutes, and then I'll end with my usual ending, and thanks again. This has been great. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Oh, it looks like they're not answering. Let's see if there's somebody else here who's been on the line. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Hi, Dustin. It's Jean. How are you?
Great. How are you, Jean? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, okay. Another Canadian. I just keep getting more and more Canadians. That's exciting.
You should come visit in Canada one day.
I would love to come to Canada to do a group reading. If somebody hosted me down there or they found a place, I would totally go. I would really love it. Yeah. Okay, Jean. Well, how are you thinking about the show? After that, I would love to be able to give you a quick mini reading here.
Yeah, enjoy listening to your show. And I do believe that spirit comes to you and certain times.
No, definitely, Jean. Yeah, and I like how you talk about different times, because there's a whole theme, and I'm sure you've heard this about divine time. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. And, You know, it really is. The spirit comes at those divine times when you need it, you know, when it's something that's happening, and that's really cool. But, okay, Jean, well, give me a second here to connect, we'll see what's going on for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's see here. Okay, let me see here. So this is interesting. So the first thing they make me feel is very calm and relaxed, but they say that you're doing like an effort to do this. So are you like trying to be more calm or like more relaxed or something? Do you understand this?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. So you're like literally like, I don't know if you're like meditating or something, but they say like you're doing this, like you're, you know what I mean? You're making an effort. Okay.
Yes.
Let me see here. So I'm here to tell you today that you're doing right stuff. You're really doing this. You're being fine. There's also a connection to cooking, which I think is kind of funny. So are you like, I don't know, are you cooking more or are you like trying to do something new with cooking? They're saying that there's something happening with cooking. So I'm not sure.
No, I don't have a lot of time for cooking.
Oh, okay. Well, I believe you're going to actually be finding more time because I see you cooking. So I don't know if it's something you've been wanting to do, to like make like better meals or something or healthier meals, but they're saying like you're going to be doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I see you doing that. So you are making better changes for your well-being, okay? And I really see you being able to do this. And they're showing me, like, a calendar. So do you have, like, a schedule or, like, a written calendar or something? Or...
Well, I mean, I have to write things down. Like, I have to, you know, keep track of things on my calendar as far as what I need to do and when things are due. And
okay, because they said that it's going to be, like, more organizing. So you're going to be cooking, you're going to be relaxing, meditating, or whatever, and you're going to be organizing things way better than it was. So you're literally changing, like, just things in your life to be able to live just, like, an easier, better way. So keep doing this because you're really doing it. Like, you're doing good stuff here. So this is a little more specific, and I'm going to end with this, Jean, okay, because we are ending in the last minute here. They actually said there's a connection to conflict resolution. And I don't know what that means. So I don't know if you're going to be getting training or something to handle this, or if you're at work and you're in charge of two people who are having a conflict. But they said you're going to be able to work with this conflict resolution or something, and you're going to be, like, somehow managing it. So I don't know if that makes sense to you. Does that make sense at all? Because there's
That would apply to work.
Okay, because they said you're going to be doing this. You're going to be in this role, and you're going to be okay, and you're going to make it happen. Okay?
Oh.
So don't get overwhelmed. Okay? Okay, Jean. Well, thank you again for tuning in, Jean, and I have to let you go. Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. There's more and more listeners from Canada. So I just want to thank you guys again. Everyone for listening. There's been so many callers. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of you. I'll be on again next week at 10. You can follow me on Instagram, Dustin Livers. Follow me on Twitter, Dust10Medium. Again, and if you want to book a reading, you can go to DustinLivers.com and book a reading right on there. So, again, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I wish you all the best. Thanks.